Good day, my dear friend, Dr. Tim Tooten, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. We are a non-traditional church with traditional values. And now, today's broadcast. Thank God that the Holy Spirit that lives within us, may He continue to rain down. How many people want that today? How many folk want that today? Amen. Holy Spirit, rain down. Well, praise God. There's a word from the Lord today. And as always, I'm honored to be able to share God's word. See, what happens is once you begin to study God's word, it starts to transform you. So even when I'm preparing during the course of the week, I'm being blessed by the truth of God. And all I'm giving you is what's in the saucer. Amen. There in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 26 through 28, it reads from the NIV, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Verse 27, and He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, A Leading Role. A Leading Role. As you walked in today, you may have glanced at the latest movie that's out. It's hard to miss. I mean, we meet in a movie theater, so you probably saw what's playing today. You saw the time. You may double back today. And you also saw what? Oh, some of y'all coming to the movie today. You may have seen what's coming up, the coming attractions. And we have come today because we have come to use this place to give God the praise and the glory. And, you know, the cinema business, the movie business, is a $40 billion a year industry. And you go, I go, we just enjoy being entertained. But there's always a draw. There's some actor or some actress that you really like, and if you see their name, there's a good chance you will come to the movie. Now, let me get out there in deep water. If Denzel is in the movie, no matter what it's rated. Amen. Now, guys, we just like coming to the movie. But we look for the person who has a leading role, someone who is a draw. And I want to suggest this morning that when it comes to our prayer life, that there's someone who plays a leading role, and that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a real presence in our prayer life. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is a person. Let me say that again. The Holy Spirit is a person who has feelings, but He is someone who dwells in the heart of the believer. At the time you give your life to Jesus Christ, you confess your sins unto Him. The Bible says we're all filled with the Holy Spirit. That's a basic knowledge of what we believe. So it's not always a filling, but there is a F-I-L-L-I-N-G. And we've talked over the past few weeks about different topics in prayer. Come clean, confession in prayer. We talked about intercession. I need your prayers. We talked about being honest in prayers, where we're going to land today, that so often when we pray, we try and dress it up to present it to God a certain way. Amen? Already knowing that God is aware of why we're coming. But we find ourselves sometimes with complaints to God. We come with concerns that are too big for us, but we bring them not to our best friend, not to the person down the street, but bring them to the Lord in prayer because He is able to do something about what we're going through. Amen?
Amen.
In our text today, it is the Apostle Paul who wrote the better part of the New Testament, the 27 books from Matthew to Revelation. Paul spent a lot of time writing to churches, helping to inform them and to guide them in their faith. Even though he had not yet gone to Rome, he wrote the church at Rome because he realized that believers were going through something. That believers were being persecuted because of what they believed. And even in the here and now, in some countries, the fact that you say that you are a Christian could mean your very life. Amen? He writes to encourage them and to remind them that the Spirit of God is at work. You know, I've said it before, there are many kinds of spirits. And they're not all holy. Amen? Yeah, some folk have some nasty spirits. And we have to counter that by calling on the Spirit of God. But you know, oftentimes we are drawn to prayer because of something that we're going through. Some trial in life and some tribulation that we're going through and some trouble. But there are things that will drive us to our knees. Am I talking to a church who knows about that today? I mean, when you're in a comfort zone and things are going well, it's easy to miss prayer or to just hit one quickly and keep moving. But when the storms of life come your way, you will find yourself on your knees a lot longer. You'll find yourself crying out to God who can make a difference in your situation. And here's the good news. God has brought us through so many dangers and toils and snares. Am I just talking to myself today? I mean, He has brought us through so many things. And some of us right now are in the midst of a storm. Life has not been easy. This year has been a challenge. But the God that we serve always has a listening ear. And thank God for the Holy Spirit who comes alongside and plays the leading role. Prayer, starring the Holy Spirit. Amen? The Holy Spirit who comes along, He is our counselor. He is our comforter. He is our confidant. Amen? Let's unpack these verses from that perspective. He is a counselor. Verse 26 says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for. Are you telling me I don't know what to pray for? I sure do. No, we don't. We struggle in prayer because sometimes we're asking for the wrong thing at the wrong time. But a counselor is one who counsels. He or she gives you some advice that will help you along the way. How many folk remember their guidance counselor? Oh, you can probably call their name. I remember going to my guidance counselor in high school. What do you want to be, Timothy? I want to be a pro football player. And I was in ninth grade. And I was the third stringer. That wasn't going to happen. But she was able, don't laugh at me like that. Y'all know y'all had big dreams. And you've not achieved them yet because God had something else for you. But I found something that I could do. I could talk until the days got better. So I found my career. But The bottom line is a counselor is someone who helps us to clarify things. The Holy Spirit takes this leading role as a counselor in helping us in our weakness. Why? We don't know what we ought to pray for, as the King James verse, as we ought. Ever gone to prayer and you started one way, ended up another way? It was disjointed. It was bumpy. It was all out in left field, but somehow you prayed. And that's so important. But wouldn't it be great to have someone to come alongside you and to help you in your weakness, in your struggling to put words together? It's not about the words. It's about coming into his presence. He's like a lawyer in a courtroom. He's like one who's on hand to assist us, and he does it pro bono. We're not even charged. We must be willing to admit that our prayer life is weak. Amen? That as much as we try and say we've got it going on, there are times we struggle. There are times we don't know what to say, and that's not all bad. That's what the Holy Spirit does. As the counselor, he helps us in our praying. I like what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 2 and 10. He says, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions. You delight in difficulties. And he says this, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Okay. Amen? So don't be afraid to confess and admit to the counselor that you're weak and that you have a problem trying to pull together what you really want to say. That's why the Holy Spirit is there. He comes alongside and helps us to formulate our prayers. He's just not a counselor. He's also a comforter. Latter part of that verse 26 says, but the Spirit, and there again, himself, he's a person, intercedes for us through wordless groans. Through what? Through wordless groans. The comforter is very much aligned with the counselor. He is our advocate, our helper. He plays this leading role. He takes our feeble and our weak prayers, and he dictates what they're trying to accomplish. Amen? He takes note of your life and says, I know exactly what they're facing. He explains them on our behalf. Ever had anybody to speak on behalf of you? You couldn't say it. And somebody comes and they can say, I think I know what they're trying to say. It's like somebody taking your last in softball. Amen? You got strike two, and then one of the bigger people said, yeah, I got this. You just run. I'll hit the ball. The comforter comes along at the right time, and the Holy Spirit groans with us. He prays for us in groanings. Amen? Not complaints, but groanings. The Spirit gives voice to what we are trying to say in our prayer life. The Spirit has the right language. Amen? And so he knows exactly what we're facing. And in those times that we can't get a word out. Why? The burden is too hard. The situation is too complex. And so when you go down to pray, it is the comforter who says, you know what? I got you. And let me take what you're trying to say and make, does it make sense this morning? Have you ever been in that place where you really tried to go by the basics of prayer, and once you got down, you just were dumbfounded? you couldn't even say the Lord's Prayer. Why? Your burden was that. But the Holy Spirit is that comforter. John 14:26 says, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. He's a comforter and a counselor. And finally, he's a confidant. Here's verse 27. It says, and he who searches our hearts. He who looks at the inward part of us. Knows the mind of the Spirit. Because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with God's will. Now, what does that all mean? Now, confidant is the person you will share things with, secret, private, and say, don't you tell nobody. But in this case, I trust the Holy Spirit to interpret what I'm trying to say and to present it. Now, we must give the Spirit permission to take the leading role. Here is this verse. It's saying, basically, Jesus knows the mind of the Spirit. So if the Spirit can make sense out of what you're trying to say, here's the Holy Spirit. Jesus knows what the Holy Spirit is thinking. Does that make sense? Now, think of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Ghost takes what you're trying to say and formulates it. And Jesus says, I can interpret what he is saying. And I can now present it to who? To my Father. What a cast. Amen. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Jesus is doing a search of the mind of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is carrying what we've been trying to say. I'm getting excited about that. In prayer. So don't feel bad when you have a little mumbo jumbo in prayer. Because there's a way. And because Jesus knows the standards, he knows what is in line and what is the will of God. So we're not just praying for crazy stuff, amen, but praying that it might line up with the will of God, what God wants and desires for us. Some of our prayers we just throw out there. But how does it help in me following and abiding by the will of God? Does that make sense this morning? Amen. And so that's what happens. He takes what is in the mind of the Spirit and presents it. Hebrews 4:15 says, listen now, he can relate to what we're going through. You ever say, you don't feel me? You don't know what I'm going through? The word says, for we do not have such a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses. There's that word again, with our shortcomings, with our failures. Amen. Without getting up and brushing off again. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, but did not sin. That's the whole package. Amen. The Holy Spirit starring in your life. The Holy Spirit on the big screen of your dilemma. The Holy Spirit is there to help us. Well, I don't want to forget that 28th verse. It's just hanging out there. Okay. And we know that all things work together for good. For them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That's not a cop out, but everything does work together. The things you thought would bring you down, you thought were bad, ended up helping you. Can I just talk about me? Amen. It's because of who I am in him that it didn't seem so good at the time. It didn't seem so delightful at the time. It didn't seem so holy at the time. But in the end, didn't God work that thing out for you? Didn't he bring you through? The Holy Spirit. Now the credits are starting to roll. Lights, camera, action. The Holy Spirit is known by many titles and names. In Genesis 1 and 2, he's the Spirit of God. In Matthew 10:20, he's the Spirit of the Father. In Romans 8 and 9, he's the Spirit of Christ. In Romans 8 and 2, he's the Spirit of life. In Zechariah 12 and 10, he's the Spirit of grace. In Revelation 19 and 10, he's the Spirit of prophecy. In Romans 8:15, he's the Spirit of adoption. In Ephesians 1 and 17, he's the Spirit of wisdom. In Isaiah 11 and 2, he's the Spirit of knowledge. In John 14:7, he's the Spirit of truth. In Ephesians 1 and 17, he's the Spirit of revelation. In Isaiah 4 and 4, he's the Spirit of judgment. And 1 Peter 4 and 14, he's the Spirit of glory. All I can say is every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. What about you today? Every time you feel the Spirit, every time you sense God moving on your heart, every time I feel the Spirit, I am assured that he will never leave me nor forsake me. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I bow my head and say, Lord, thank you for where you brought me from. Every time I feel the Spirit of conviction, I know I've messed up. Amen. Amen. I know, God, that I've fallen short. That's the Spirit. Every time I sense the Spirit moving, I've got a hallelujah. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I've got a thank you, Jesus. Every time I feel the Spirit in my heart, I've got to thank you, Lord, for everything you've done. Every time I feel the Spirit. Can I talk about me today? Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, it is a time of victory. Amen. No matter where I find myself, it's a victory time. Why? He's brought me through, seen and unseen. What about you today? Has he brought you through? Has he given you victory? Has the Holy Spirit kept you in perfect peace because your mind is stayed on him? Yes, sir. Or song says, victory in Jesus. That's right. My Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. Yes. He loved me ere I knew him. And all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Every time.
Yes, sir.
You might feel him in the kitchen. You might feel him in your car. You might feel him during the midst of a conversation. You might feel him when you're going through your situation. Every time. Every time you feel the Spirit and he's moving in your heart, there ought to be some kind of response. A wave. Maybe it's a tear. And maybe it's a shout, but something ought to happen. Why? He plays the leading role. Jesus went to that cross playing the lead role as Savior, as King, as Lord. When I get the glory, I don't mind just being an extra. I don't need a speaking part. Just say that was me. Just standing in. Oh, some of y'all know what I mean. You're not the lead actor or the lead actress. You just, that's my hand. Amen. That's me behind the guy with the red shirt on. Anywhere I find myself, I'm satisfied just to be in the work of the Lord. I don't need to have the main role. The Holy Spirit has the leading role in your life. Let him lead you. Let him become your counselor. Let him become your comforter. And let him become your confidant. That is the word of God today. It's all. Come on, stand today all over this place. Starring the Holy Ghost. Oh, I've seen him work. You might want to get your ticket. He's getting ready to show out. He's the Holy Spirit. Come as you are today, knowing that your prayers may not satisfy you. He can fix them for us. Just as you are. Praise the Lord. So glad to have you today with us in this place. Come as you are. Yes, ma'am. Don't go nowhere. Come receive. Come and live forever. Life. The living water
and never thirst again.
Come just as you are. Is there another today who wants to come to this place, this Harvest family? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come. You are.
Come and see.
Come and see.
Come receive.
Come receive.
Come and live forever.
Amen. We're glad to have our sister come today. What is your name?
Deborah Brown.
Amen. We receive you. Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Amen. I'll ask you publicly. That's the first. I want to welcome you to this place called Harvest. Now, let me tell you something. Last week, Deacon Waller prophesied that two people had already joined. I said, yeah, you know, it's my mistake. Said, no mistake. So at least one more person needs to join today. Amen. Amen. But we welcome you into this place called Harvest. We're a non-traditional church with traditional values, and we often pray that God will send those who will labor in the vineyard. Amen? We want to take a moment even now to, after service, to get your name. Our chairman will be able to give you more information. But I feel like the old church, you know, they used to vote on the spot. But we welcome you by way of the Holy Spirit. Harvest, welcome Sister Brown to the house today. Amen. Now, there might be someone else who wants to join or give their life to Jesus. Saying this week, someone texted me and says, Pastor, when is baptism? I assume the person had been baptized. They had not. And so maybe you've never been baptized. And you say, well, I know baptism, and I may not know Jesus. Or vice versa. If you want to be baptized, we're moving in that way in the next month. If you've never gone down in the liquid stream, come on today. We want to be able to have you join in with those who have not been baptized. Sister Brown, you've been baptized? Praise the Lord. It won't be Sister Brown, but there are two others. Amen. Let's give God the praise today. I mean a real praise. Amen. Amen. I'll give you a second. Amen. Now, Deacon Wallace said there's one more. So I'm going to move on, but there's got to be one more. Because Deacon saw it. Or maybe two more. Or maybe three more. God is looking for laborers. Amen. He's a mighty good God. Let's bless him today. As we make transit, let me just say to you today,
If you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, it is the best thing you can ever do. The very best thing. Now, that's what the counselor would recommend. And the counselor moves on your heart and advises you to do what? To accept the Savior. Today, as your head's bowed, if you've never opened your heart to Jesus, do it today. He wants to save you. Father, I pray even now that the lost might come to you wherever they are. We're living in perilous times. But God, your word is always alive as we seek you. We count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Somebody give God a praise today. Amen.
I pray you've enjoyed today's message. To learn more about our ministry, go to our website. It is www.com2harvest.org. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries. Have a blessed day.